听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. In this month's festival feature, we're heading to the United States for an annual superhero celebration. You know, there are hundreds of superheroes in the world today, but this festival in Metropolis, Illinois is paying tribute to just one. The one that started it all. The one that way back in 1938 captured the imagination of the world. Yes, I'm talking about Superman, one of the most popular characters in the history of comic books. Now our lesson, a Superman celebration in Metropolis, begins on page 24 in your magazines.
A Superman celebration in Metropolis. A super celebration for a superhero. What's in a name? Well, when there's only one town in the United States named Metropolis, which also happens to be the hometown of Superman, there's a lot in a name. Superman, the ageless comic book superhero whose fame is larger than life, inspires imaginations worldwide. He has admirers of all ages who descend on the one and only Metropolis, Illinois for their annual Superman celebration. Gone Super! Since 1979, every second weekend in June, fact and fiction meet in this small river town in America. Everyone is welcome, and thousands come.
Hello everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Linda.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us in our first day in our festivals article this month. We're talking about a special celebration in Metropolis, Illinois, in the United States. And our article is entitled, A Superman Celebration in Metropolis. And our deck says that we're talking about a super celebration for a superhero. Now, Linda, help us understand what a superhero is.
Well, a superhero is somebody that has special strengths and helps people. We have other examples that you may be aware of, like Spider-Man or Batman, and even Superwoman and Wonder Woman.
That's right. And I think probably Superman is kind of the greatest of the superheroes. I mean, he had the most powerful special powers and superpowers. But I think actually my favorite was Batman. I always liked Batman.
Oh, I love Superman. Superman, there's just something about him.
Yeah, okay. Well, he is super. So.
He is super.
All right. Well, our article starts off by asking a question. It says, what's in a name? Well, when there's only one town in the United States named Metropolis, which also happens to be the hometown of Superman, then there's a lot in a name.
This is the town that Superman moved to after he grew up. So there's a lot in a name. If you say something about a place or about a person, we often use this phrase. It's a very cute way of saying that it means a lot or has a lot of meaning behind it.
And it's a little surprising that there's only one town in the entire United States that has this name, Metropolis. That's quite a coincidence.
That's right. And it's in Illinois, which is in the middle part of the United States. And actually, Superman came from outer space and landed in a cornfield not near Metropolis and was brought up in a small town by a couple that found him.
Okay.
But he made this his home after he grew up.
Now, we know from the movie and maybe the comic books that Metropolis is kind of a big city. And actually, the name Metropolis sounds like it would be a large city. But Metropolis, Illinois, as I have been there, it's actually a very small town in southern Illinois.
Really? I didn't know that. Well, you're from Illinois, so you
know, right?
Right.
That's my home. That's my home grounds.
Right.
So I've been to Metropolis, but I've never been to this particular celebration. Our article goes on to say that Superman is the ageless comic book superhero. Now, when we're talking about a hero or something that is ageless, what do we mean, Linda?
Well, ageless means everybody knows that less means it's unending, right? So ageless means people from when it started, how many years ago until now, continue to enjoy this superhero. We all know who he is, so he doesn't end at a certain time. And actually, it is true. In February of this year, the first Superman comic book sold for $1 million. That's how ageless this is. I think it was published in 1932, 1934. I'm not sure of the exact date of the first publication. $1 million for that
comic book. That's amazing. So, yeah, that's a good example of how ageless this character and this hero is. He doesn't get old, even though he has been around for many years. He still stays very fresh. Well, this ageless comic book superhero, our article says that his fame is larger than life. Now, if something is larger than life, that means that it's very, very impressive. It will make you say, wow. And actually, we might think of a legend as a story that is larger than life. And so this hero is maybe so impressive that he is larger than maybe possible in a life.
That's right. And he inspires imaginations worldwide. That means people think all kinds of things about what he could do. He also has admirers of all ages. It doesn't matter if you're 5 years old or if you're my age or Chip's age, and we're not five. So people of all ages, all ranges of ages, still like Superman. And they come to this town. They descend on the one and only Metropolis, Illinois. And every year for their annual Superman celebration, they have a Superman celebration in Metropolis. And if you go there, you will see that there are kids from 1, 5, 10, 15, 20, all the way up.
Right. People from all ages come to this annual Superman celebration.
And now we have some more information about Clark Kent, our Superman.
A super synopsis. Superman was born on the planet Krypton. He arrived by rocket ship on Earth and was raised by the Kents, a childless farm couple in the fictional town of Smallville, Kansas. Clark Kent then moved to the city of Metropolis to work at the Daily Planet newspaper as a reporter. There, he met his trusty colleagues, reporter Lois Lane and photographer Jimmy Olsen.
Very good. Well, we hope that information was helpful to you. Now we're going to start our next section, which is entitled Gone Super. So we're talking about people who have become super, or perhaps a town that has become super. Our section starts off by saying, since 1979, every second weekend in June, fact and fiction meet. They come together in this small river town in America.
Right, and fact and fiction here means people that are a fictional character and they come in reality in a town by a river. Okay, let's go to our skit now.
Hello, welcome to Metropolis.
Superman! Oh, the ageless comic book superhero!
Yes, that's me.
Superman, whose fame is larger than life!
Yes, that's me.
Superman, you're my hero. You inspire imaginations worldwide. I can't believe it's really you!
Ow!
Oops.
Well, actually, I'm not the real Superman.
You're not?
No, this is Metropolis, Superman's hometown, and it's time for the annual Superman celebration.
Oh, annual Superman celebration.
Yes, it's super fun. and everyone is welcome. We're expecting thousands.
Thousands? So how do you celebrate Superman?
Well, one way is to emblazon the letter S on your shirt and wear a big cape.
But I'm a lady. I can't be Superman.
Oh, well, you can be Lois Lane, the mild-mannered reporter.
Good idea. I'll get the scoop on the festivities. Metropolis is a fun city.
Yes. Oh, and the city is very safe. You're in good hands.
Good hands?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No bad guys would dare set foot in Metropolis with all these superheroes.
Oh, Superman, you're my hero.
Yes, mine too.
Welcome back from the break, everybody. He's more powerful than a locomotive. He's faster than a speeding bullet. And he's able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. He's Superman. And this weekend in Metropolis, Illinois, you'll be able to see not just one, but many real live Supermans walking around town. Actually, they're just Superman fans dressed up to look like their favorite comic superhero. Now, speaking of dressing up, let's learn more about what Superman wears while he's fighting the bad guys. Our reading resumes on line 14.
A Superman celebration in Metropolis. There's no age limit on being a superhero and wearing the trademark blue, red, and yellow outfit with the letter S emblazoned on the chest. Since costumes are optional for the festivities, I come as myself, a mild-mannered Lois Lane reporter, Superman's newspaper colleague, to get the scoop on the festivities. I'm certainly in good hands here. No bad guys would dare set foot in Metropolis this weekend with all these superheroes milling about. A 15-foot bronze Superman who stands watch over Market Street, where all the action takes place, keeps watch as well.
Welcome back, everybody. We're continuing with Superman on page 24 of your magazine. In the middle of the page, we see that everybody's welcome to come to Metropolis on the second weekend in June for the Superman Festival. Now, any age can come. We see that there's no age limit on being a superhero. And we also see what Superman wears. He has a trademark blue, red, and yellow outfit with the letter S emblazoned on the chest. If you see an S emblazoned anywhere, what does emblazoned mean, actually?
Well, emblazoned means that it's written or printed in a very obvious way, obvious so that people can see it. And as you can see there on page 24 of your magazine, Superman's chest has that big classic S, and that is actually his trademark symbol. So whenever you see that S on someone's chest, you recognize that that is Superman's S.
Right. And also, people don't have to wear costumes to come to Metropolis for this festival. Since costumes are optional for the festivities, the author went herself as a mild-mannered Lois Lane reporter. Now, you know, Lois Lane was Superman's newspaper colleague, and she went to get the scoop on the festivities. Because they were both worked with magazines, or with four newspapers, actually, they got the scoop on things. What's a scoop?
Well, the scoop is usually the latest news, or maybe important information or relevant information that you need to know for some reason. So somebody might ask you, what's the scoop on today's meeting? So really what they're asking is, what is today's meeting going to be talking about? And maybe, when is today's meeting?
That's right. And this is being written by mild-mannered Lois Lane. Mild-mannered means that you have a gentle personality, that you don't look for trouble. If somebody is like fighting, you don't really enter in. You're very calm and collected, kind of like my husband. And the opposite of that would be hot-tempered. You get angry easily, right?
That would not be a mild-mannered person.
Right.
Mild-mannered would be very calm and relaxed. So, yeah, Lois Lane in the movies was certainly mild-mannered.
And so was Clark Kent. We know that Clark Kent is Superman as a human being. And Clark Kent's personality or character is very mild-mannered also. You never saw him get angry, very soft-spoken and kind of shy.
Right, very calm and relaxed.
Right.
So, yeah, they're two very mild-mannered characters. Now, moving on, our author says that she's certainly in good hands there in Metropolis. Now, if you're in good hands, that means that you're safe. You're not in danger. And if something bad happens, then you have people who are protecting you, keeping you safe. And I think she's probably using her imagination here as she's looking around Metropolis, Illinois, and she sees a lot of these people who are dressed up looking like superheroes.
That's right. She says that no bad guys would dare set foot in Metropolis this weekend because all of these superheroes are milling about. Now, they wouldn't go into, dare step foot in means they wouldn't dare enter. Okay, they wouldn't go into this town because all these superheroes are there. And what are they doing? They're milling about, right? They're milling about. What does that mean?
Well, if they're milling about, that means that they're kind of just there, even though they're not really doing anything. They're probably walking around, not doing anything important. We might say that they're hanging around or they're milling about. And not only are these superheroes milling about, but also a 15-foot bronze Superman who stands watch over Market Street, where all of the action takes place, is also keeping watch as well. Now, if he's keeping watch, Linda, what's he doing?
Well, if we picture a 15-foot statue, okay, and it's made of bronze here, which is a metal, okay, so it's very obvious. He stands at the head of Market Street, keeping watch. Keeping watch means like protecting it, watching it so that you know that nothing will go wrong. So we not only have all these superheroes, we also have this tall statue keeping watch at the head of Market Street. And Market Street is just the road in the town where all of the Superman activities take place.
Okay, so here our journalist or our Lois Lane reporter who is writing this article, it feels very safe because of all these superheroes milling about and also this 15-foot tall statue of Superman keeping watch over the town. So she feels very safe here in Metropolis.
Well, I would too, I think.
I think so. Well, we have a lot more to tell you about this Superman celebration in Metropolis, Illinois in the days to come, tomorrow and the next day. Before we go today, let's visit the chat room.
Hey, Ashley, I heard that the library has audio ebooks that can be ordered and downloaded from anywhere.
That's right. By ordering an ebook, you don't even have to set foot in a library.
I don't have to set foot on a library.
No, Ken, you don't have to set foot in a library.
Why can't I say set foot on a library? Don't they mean the same thing?
Yes. They both mean to go to a place, especially when there is something special about you visiting this place. You'll often hear people say they set foot in new places. She set foot in her new house for the first time.
So you set foot in a house, but you don't set foot on a house.
Right. If you are inside a building, then you can't set foot on it. That would mean you're stepping on top of your house.
So when would you use set foot on?
You have to look at the object you are describing. You set foot on things like roads, mountains, or beaches. A car was coming as we set foot on the road.
Okay, what about a city?
You set foot in New York City because you are inside the area of the city. You set foot on the New York City sidewalk because you are standing on top of the sidewalk. Sidewalk is the object being described.
So when you set foot somewhere, you often have a goal.
Right. You set out to do something. Someone might decide to be a writer. So they would set out to be a writer. They would try to reach their goals.
Okay, or someone might set out to find a new job.
Yes. And now I'm going to set out to find some lunch.
Is it that time already? Okay, I'll see you later.
Bye.
今天的课文提到, no bad guys would dare set foot in Metropolis this weekend. Set foot in a place, 这个片语表示踏入某个地方。 你可以在网络上买书就不用 set foot in a bookstore. 另外一个片语是 set foot on the road. 注意在这里介系词是 on. Set foot on the road 就是踏上旅途,上路。 还有一个相关的片语 set out to do something, 就是开始着手做一件事。 Okay, let's now set out to learn some language tips from Michelle.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 be larger than life 这个成语, 它是指超凡的或者是具有传奇色彩的。 例如, the actress played a female politician who was larger than life in the movie. 在这部电影中, 这位女演员饰演一位具传奇色彩的女政治家。 或者是 people love to talk about the larger-than-life story of how the man became a successful businessman. 人们很喜欢谈论这个人如何变成成功的生意人的传奇故事。继续我们看的是 emblazon这个动词，注意 on在这里是发n的音，念成 emblazon。emblazon是指用图案或文字来装饰，也可以用 blazon，b-l-a-z-o-n这个字。 例如, the castle's flags were emblazoned with the royal family's coat of arms. 这个城堡的旗帜上是有皇室家族的盾徽。或者是, the sales car was emblazoned with the product's logo. 这部宣传车上装饰着这个产品的商标。最后我们看的是 mill about这个动词片语。 mill about是指成群结队漫无目的的游走。例如, because the boat ride was canceled, groups of tourists milled about in the streets of the little town while they waited. 因为船次被取消了,成群的观光客一边等,一边在这个小镇的街上乱逛. And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned for more.
A Superman celebration in Metropolis. A super celebration for a superhero. What's in a name? Well, when there's only one town in the United States named Metropolis, which also happens to be the hometown of Superman, there's a lot in a name. Superman, the ageless comic book superhero whose fame is larger than life, inspires imaginations worldwide. He has admirers of all ages who descend on the one and only Metropolis, Illinois for their annual Superman celebration. Gone Super! Since 1979, every second weekend in June, fact and fiction meet in this small river town in America. Everyone is welcome, and thousands come. There's no age limit on being a superhero and wearing the trademark blue, red, and yellow outfit with the letter S emblazoned on the chest. Since costumes are optional for the festivities, I come as myself, a mild-mannered Lois Lane reporter, Superman's newspaper colleague, to get the scoop on the festivities. I'm certainly in good hands here. No bad guys would dare set foot in Metropolis this weekend with all these superheroes milling about. A 15-foot bronze Superman who stands watch over Market Street, where all the action takes place, keeps watch as well.
Cairo Arrival. Chapter 34. Things were not going well for Darren Baxton, and his impatience and short temper were beginning to surface.
There are some things that money just can't buy, and control over certain events was one of them. He had not wanted his true identity to be revealed to Kate. Mr. Masri sounded so Egyptian. But it was too late now. The Baxton fake name had served him well, especially in regards to developing a level of trust with the staff at the U.S. Embassy. He had hoped he could hold off a bit longer, using Kate's relationship with Jenny more to his advantage, but events were getting out of control. He had never dreamed they would be so bold as to kidnap Dr. Tsai. They had stolen Jenny's purse and got her SIM card. They had followed Kate and Jenny until the two caught on and jumped out of that taxi and escaped. Their involvement was starting to mess up the plans he had been preparing for years. And now, they had captured Jenny's father. That messed everything up. Why they had decided to take things into their own hands, he didn't know, but he was quickly losing control. He was also concerned about Barun. Although he didn't ask questions or show any signs of catching on, Mr. Baxton, or rather, Mr. Masri, was concerned that Barun Dalla might know too much, or start to put the pieces together and realize what Baxton was really up to. Did Barun suspect him? Not all was lost, however. He was pleased with his stroke of luck finding Dr. Tsai's cell phone left on his desk at the office yesterday. No one had seen him take it, so he was in the clear to start his moves.
Now, as we said earlier, Metropolis is the name of a small town in the state of Illinois. The town is so small, it doesn't even have a movie theater. So when Metropolis residents want to watch a movie, like Superman, on the big screen, they have to travel to the next largest town down the road. Now, as small as Metropolis is, it's the name that gives it the honor of hosting the annual Superman Festival. Now, maybe you're wondering, what can people do at this festival? We'll learn all about that tomorrow. Folks, until then, I hope all of you have a great day. See you next time.